This is the Media in Ministry column. This time, what it means to break bread. It's an interview with Megan Murphy-Gill, conducted by Kara Strickland. Spending time reading the Bible, and you'll find an abundance of references to bread. It's little surprise, then, that the topic captured the attention of Megan Murphy-Gill, an Episcopal priest and former journalist. Her new book, The Sacred Life of Bread, Uncovering the Mystery of an Ordinary Loaf, follows that loaf from a tiny seed to the moment you bite into a warm slice. Living Lutheran caught up with Murphy-Gill to talk about bread, her book, and the ways food and faith connect. We asked, could you tell readers about the sacred life of bread? She said, I first got the idea for a book that would explore bread from seed to table when I visited Plainsong Farm in Michigan to plant wheat for communion bread. I'd been baking bread for years and was long interested in food justice and sustainable agriculture, but this was the first time I'd ever really fully participated in something that integrated my food and faith in such a comprehensive way. For years, I would outline chapter ideas or jot down the beginnings of a chapter, and mostly I used this material to teach classes on Eucharist, inviting others to reflect on the deeper meaning of what it means to break bread. From the time a single grain is planted in the soil to the moment a baked loaf is broken and consumed, bread satisfies physical and spiritual longings. I believe that the whole life of bread can reveal the world's deepest mysteries as well as offer a pathway toward meaningful relationships with ourselves, others, and our environment. My goal for the book was to offer stories and insights from my own life and others that would lead fellow bakers and bread lovers to explore their own bread baking and eating as a spiritual practice, an opportunity for personal transformation and healing. I wanted to illuminate the communal dimensions of this seemingly simple and ubiquitous staple. We ask, how did you decide how to structure the book? It blends personal reflections, theology, journalism, and recipes. She said, what I ended up writing included some of the process of how bread becomes bread, beginning with the place where we all begin, the soil, but I also included more personal stories than I'd originally set out to write. Before I became an Episcopal priest, I was a journalist because I loved to learn and tell others people's stories, but I found it challenging to reflect deeply on bread and not uncover my own personal and spiritual discoveries I've made in my practice of baking as a form of prayer. I think it's inevitable for anyone who approaches bread baking as a spiritual endeavor, and I hope that by telling some of my story, I'm inviting others to consider how theirs relates to a food that brings us together in a truly holy communion. We ask, are there elements of the book you think would particularly connect with a Lutheran audience? She says, bread in all of its stages is a wonderful metaphor for many things in life. A workhorse metaphor, Peter Reinhardt, who wrote the foreword, says, but for Christians especially, it's not merely metaphorical. Bread is sacramental. The making and breaking of bread allows us to participate in a very real and concrete way in the mysteries of our life. And I don't think it was by accident that Jesus held up a piece of bread for his disciples and said, this is my body. We ask, you also tell the stories of people you connect with in pursuit of the book. Could you tell readers about one? She says, one person's story I tell, though not her entire story, is Nuria Love Parrish, who founded Plainsong Farm. I have followed Nuria's ministry there for a while now, and it's amazing to see how Plainsong keeps growing and responding to a call to feed people justly, meeting not just physical needs, but spiritual ones too. Nuria's work at the farm integrates food justice, racial justice, and land justice in a way that's really unmatched. Finally, we ask, how are you hoping readers engage with the book? She responds, while I'm a priest and use the language of my Christian tradition to talk about meaning and spirituality, I hope that what I offer here is a way for anyone to explore the more to life so many of us are seeking, no matter what our religious or spiritual affiliation. I hope that readers find in the stories I tell, the reflections I offer, a way to discover deeper meaning in their own bread baking if they already have a practice, or to give it a chance if they don't. I would also love it if church bread guilds could use this to reflect and pray together on the importance of their work as bakers of communion bread.